Here with your MarketLine commodity report, I'm Tim Hammerich. The corn market seems unfazed by the fact that planting has gone so well and seems to be following the energy market upward. Here's Virginia McGathy.
This week normally is when the seasonal highs get set in for the grain markets. That's something to watch. Corn is on the rise today. I think there's been a steady follow through over and over. And we did really just break out of that channel of that 330 mark. So we need a little more follow through buying to see if the market can continue to move higher. Now, wheat did fall today. Yet again, those global supplies are really plentiful. There really just hasn't been any traction above that 530 number. The feed demand is going to be down 4% across the world. That's really a pretty big number, and that's going to take some real heavy lifting to get this market to move any higher.
In closing markets, Chicago July wheat futures yesterday closed down 3.5 cents to 511.5. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down just a half a cent to 460.5. July corn closed up 2.5 cents to 333.5. Live cattle futures were up 15 cents on the August board to $96.32.5. Feeder cattle for August dropped $1.10 to $133.07.5. What an impressive month it's been for Class 3 milk, up again yesterday 27 cents to $20.14. With the Ag Information Network of the West, this has been your MarketLine Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.